My brothers and my friends who are before me today, the Great Spirit made us all, and he is here to hear what I have to say to you. He gave us this land, and he gave you land. When you first came here, we welcomed you as brothers. We were many, and you were few. You do not know who appears before you to speak. I am a representative of the original people on this continent. We are good and not bad. The reports which you get about us are all on one side. It is not truth. And now, after long years, we have been driven to a very little barren reserve. And we have no more land to give. At the mouth of Horse Creek in 1852, the great father from Washington made a treaty with us. We agreed to let him pass through our country unharmed for 55 years. We kept our word. We committed no murders, no depredations, until the bluecoats came. Then trouble and disturbance arose. Since that time, many rations and goods have been sent to us, but only once have they reached us. And then in 1868, men brought papers from Washington. We could not read them, and they did not tell us what was in them. We thought the treaty was to remove the fort, and that we should cease from fighting. But no, we were betrayed. We came to Washington to see the Great Father that peace might be kept. The Great Father wishes peace to be kept. We want to keep peace. When I reached Washington, the Great Father explained to me what the treaty was and showed me that the interpreters had deceived me. All I want is right and justice. I have tried to get from the Great Father what is right and just. I have not altogether succeeded. Will you help us? I want you to help me get what is right and just. I represent the whole Sioux Nation, and they will be bound by what I say. Look at me. I am poor and naked, but I am the chief of the nation. You have children, and so have we. We want to rear our children well, and we ask you to help us. This is not an unreasonable request, even though it does come from a savage. I have sent many words to the Great Father, but they never reach him. And I was afraid the words I spoke lately to the Great Father would not reach you. So I came to speak to you myself. And now I am going away to my home. I want to have men sent out to my people whom they know and can trust. You belong in the East. I belong in the West. I am glad I have come here and that we understand one another. I am very much obliged to you for listening to me. I go home this afternoon. I hope you will think of what I have said to you. I bid you farewell.